We are studying the prophecy fulfilled about Messiah in Jesus Christ. We already did almost 4 series of teaching on this subject. Today we are going to study that the Word of God says in Isaiah 53 verses 1 and 3 that Jesus Christ was rejected by his own people. Please read.
Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
That prophecy is fulfilled in St. John chapter 12, verses 37 and 38.
But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Esaias the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?
Let's read Isaiah 6, verse 9 and 10 also.
And he said, Go, and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed.
Let's read John chapter 1, verse 11 also.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
Let's read John chapter 12.
Therefore they could not believe, because that Esaias said again, He hath blinded their eyes, and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Esaias when he saw his glory and spake of him.
So we see from these verses, the Israeli people rejected Jesus Christ. And sometimes we don't know why this happened, but the Word of God says their eyes were blinded. And when Jesus Christ came to his own, as we read in St. John chapter 1, verse 11, and his own received him not. But the St. John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, As many as received him, to them he gave the power to be called the sons of God. Please read.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Thank God that God has given us grace to believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But because of Jesus Christ, now our sins are forgiven, and now we are the children of God because we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But whoever rejected him or going to reject him, they will have their punishment in hell. Thank God the Word of God says in St. John chapter 5, verse 24, As we receive Jesus Christ, we believe Jesus Christ, we are passed from death unto life, and we have no condemnation.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Thank God for Jesus. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, our sins are forgiven, our sins are forgotten, and we have no record of our sins. And now, our death penalty, our punishment is gone. We are passed from death unto life and no condemnation. But I feel sorry for the people who rejected Jesus Christ. The word of God says, in John chapter 1 verse 11, he came to his own, and his own received him not. There is another prophecy we see in Psalm 35 verse 19. They hated him without a cause.
Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause.
Psalm 69 verse 4.
They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away.
St. John chapter 15, verses 24 and 25.
If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled, that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause.
See, the word of God says they hated him without a cause. Thank God we love Jesus, because the word of God says he loved us first, and he showed his love. He died for us when we were yet sinners. We give glory and honor to Jesus Christ. We love him because he loved us. We feel sorry that so many people hating Jesus Christ without a cause. He did not do any harm to anyone, but he loved everyone until the end. There is another prophecy in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9.
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass.
Matthew 21, verse 4 and 5.
All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass.
The Matthew is saying, this prophecy is fulfilled. Zechariah said, your king coming, riding on a donkey. Any other king, Israeli king, king of Judah, or any other worldly kings, ever sat on the donkey and came to celebrate their victory. But the Jesus Christ is the only one who was riding on the donkey. Donkey didn't have any respect in those days, and today also people do not respect donkey. But when Jesus Christ was riding on the donkey, people spread their clothes underneath of the donkey's feet, and the branches of palm trees and expensive clothes, and praising God and saying Hosanna to Jesus Christ. So you can see Jesus Christ wants to use you, even if you say in your heart, I am worthless, I am no good, I am a bad person, I am a sinner, I cannot do anything good, I am worthless. But when you come to Jesus Christ, he washes you with his own blood, he cleanses you, and he makes you useful vessel of God. So we thank God that Jesus Christ did not come as a proud king riding on elephant or riding on horse or riding on big famous animals, but he came humbly. Even though his birth, you see, he came as a baby in the manger, because the word of God says there was no room in any hotels or any motels for him. And so he came and chosen the dirtiest place, a filthy place, But thank God, when he was born, that place was shining. The same way, we are sinners and filthy rags in the sight of God, but when we receive Jesus Christ, we are holy people, sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we can shine for the glory of God. Now, when he was riding, and people were saying Hosanna to him, but some of the Pharisees didn't like what Jesus Christ was doing and what his disciples and the followers were praising him and singing Hosanna and glorifying him and glorifying God. They didn't like it. Luke 19:39.
And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out.
See, these people were so jealous, and they did not want Jesus' name to be glorified. And so they said to Jesus, tell these people to stop. But Jesus said, if they will stop, the stone will cry out. And I read in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 11. The word of God says, the time will come, the stone will cry out.
For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it.
The word of God is true. We are made from the dust. And when we speaking and praising God and glorifying God, just like a dust is crying out. So it is nothing impossible what Jesus said, the stone will cry out. Some people are thinking what Jesus said is not possible. But the word of God says there is nothing impossible with God. And there is another prophecy as they were praising God and glorifying God. And when he comes to the temple and children start praising God, and the word of God said the priest and scribes didn't like it. Matthew chapter 21, verses 15 and 16.
And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise.
See, this prophecy was done by Psalmist, Psalm 8 and verse 2, this prophecy was given.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger.
So here the word of God is saying, out of the mouth of babe and sucklings, God will use the praises. And the children were in the temple, and the Pharisees, priests, and scribes, they were in the temple. In the temple, we go to praise God and glorify God. The word of God said they saw the signs and wonders and blind man getting healed. Children were excited. Other people were excited. But other people, they thought if they start praising God like they were praising on the street, the scribes and priests will stop them. So they didn't do anything in the temple. They were just watching. But here the children start praising God. And these priests and scribes didn't understand. And they said to Jesus, stop these children. Then Jesus gave the scripture from the Old Testament, but they did not understand the scriptures. Why? Because as we read in the beginning, their eyes is blinded and they are not understanding the scriptures. The priests and scribes, they supposed to know the Bible and they supposed to teach the Bible and they supposed to encourage the children to praise God. But let me tell you, you should be telling your children from early age, even though they are in the womb, start praying for them, laying hand, and start saying good about them. And when they are born, start studying the word of God, singing, praising God in front of those children, and take them to church and let them grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. Because these children are the future servants of God or the future generation. So we should be teaching them and telling them about Jesus Christ. The word of God says, when you train the child according to the word of God, even though they disobey or run away from God, they will come back to God because the foundation is laid in their heart by the word of God. And so these people did something, start praising, glorifying God. Even the disciple did, but the word of God says they didn't understand at that time what they were doing. Read the Saint John chapter 12, verse 16.
These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him.
When Jesus Christ risen, Jesus Christ went to heaven, Jesus Christ sent them the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit start giving them more teaching about Jesus Christ. Because he said, Holy Spirit will come, and he will remind you what I told you, and he will teach you the truth. That's why after the day of Pentecost, many of his disciples start giving the truth and the mystery to the believers. Okay, there is another prophecy we see in Psalms 41, verse 9. He says, he was betrayed by a close friend.
Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me.
Luke chapter 22, verse 47 and 48.
And while he yet spake, behold a multitude. And he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?
Can you imagine? This Judas was with Jesus Christ, with him for 3.5 years, day and night, studying the word of God, learning about the kingdom of God, became a friend. Not only that, Jesus Christ trusted him and made him a treasurer. But he betrayed Jesus Christ. If you have a friend, very close friend, you love that person more than anybody else, and if that person becomes your enemy, you feel so hurt. Can you imagine? This Judas did not understand the love of Jesus Christ. The word of God says Jesus loved them all. He did not hate Judas, but he betrayed his friend who was Jesus Christ. It's so sad. There is another prophecy in Zechariah chapter 11, verse 12.
And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver.
Now see, we do not understand what the Zechariah was saying and who was going to get this 30 piece of silver, who was going to give to that person 30 piece of silver. But Matthew chapter 26, verse 14 and 15, we read,
Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests, and said unto them, What will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver.
See exactly what the Zechariah said. Exactly they gave him the price. Jesus Christ was sold to these enemies or Pharisees with the 30 pieces of silver. And who did it? His close friend. He betrayed him, and even he sold him for 30 pieces of silver. Why this happened? This was prophesied and the prophecy fulfilled. Each and every prophecy about Jesus Christ is fulfilled. And so we believe there is not a single person in this world, there was a prophecy about that person and fulfilled in his life. Jesus is the only one. There is another prophecy. We see that he was accused by false witnesses. Psalm 35, verse 11.
False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not.
Mark chapter 14, 57 and 58.
And there arose certain and bare false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands.
See, these are the false witnesses. Jesus never said this. Jesus only said about his own body. But he never said about this handmade temple. But these people falsely accused him. And Jesus Christ had a chance to stop these people and defend himself. But the word of God says he was silent. Isaiah 53 verse 7.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth.
Mark 15, 4 and 5.
And Pilate asked him again, saying, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled.
Matthew 27, 13 and 14.
Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly.
Jesus Christ had the chance to defend himself, but the word of God says he did not say a word. The Pilate was marvel. Jesus Christ was not guilty. He was not a criminal. And they were trying to make him criminal, but he did not say a word. And the prophecy is fulfilled, as Isaiah said in Isaiah 53, verse 7. And there is another prophecy, is in book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verse 6.
I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting.
Lamentation chapter 3, verse 30.
He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 67.
Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands.
These things Isaiah wrote almost 700 or 800 years before Jesus Christ was even came into this world as a baby. But this prophecy fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He was taking all this kind of abuse and pain without saying anything, because he was setting and a good example for us. Book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Please read.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds.
We have an example, Jesus Christ. The word of God says, follow the steps of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has given us a good example. As a believer, as a Christian, when the people start spitting on you and hitting you and mocking you, instead of saying something bad to them, pray for them. And just looking unto Jesus Christ, so you can get courage and get the God's power in your life. God has called us to follow Him, not to be cursing people or hitting them or destroying them, but to just bless them. Here the word of God says in Psalm 22, verse 7 and 8, they mocked Him.
All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that He would deliver him. Let Him deliver him, seeing He delighted in him.
Matthew 27, 41 to 43.
Likewise also the chief priests mocking Him with the scribes and elders said, He saved others, Himself He cannot save. If He be the King of Israel, let Him now come down from the cross, and we will believe Him. He trusted in God, let Him deliver Him now, if He will have Him, for He said, I am the Son of God.
See here, Jesus Christ is hanging on the cross, and this chief priest and Pharisees and the people standing and mocking Him and saying, if you are the Son of God, come down and we will believe you. You saved others, why can't you save yourself? But Jesus Christ silently was taking all this abuse. Even though He would have come out of that cross, they would not believe Him. Because they killed Him, they buried Him, and He rose again, and still many people do not believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But thank God, Jesus Christ not only died on the cross, He rose again. He's a living God. And so we have hope in Jesus Christ. Let's read Psalm 69, verse 9.
For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me.
Romans chapter 15, verse 3.
For even Christ pleased not Himself, but, as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me.
See, He fulfilled the prophecy, but Jesus Christ took all the abuse, all the pain, all the suffering for you and for me. The Word of God says He was the great sacrifice for mankind. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5.
Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed.
Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
But God commendeth His love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24.
Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
Isaiah says, with His stripes we are healed. He saw the healing coming through Jesus Christ, before Jesus Christ even on the cross. But St. Peter says, with His stripes we are healed. He took beating on His back. The Word of God says we were yet sinners, and Jesus Christ died for us. He took our sickness, our disease on the cross, and with His stripes we are healed. Some people say, if you are healed, why are you sick? See what happens? The enemy brings the sickness and disease, and when you receive it, you will have it. But the Word of God says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. All the sickness and disease and destruction comes from the enemy. St. John chapter 10, verse 10, we read, the enemy, the thief, the devil, to comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. So the Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, taking your sickness, taking your disease, taking your death penalty, and with his stripes we are healed from sickness, disease, and death penalty, and now we have peace with God. If you are suffering right now with any sickness, any disease, or any kind of problems, call upon Jesus. There is a power in the blood of Jesus Christ, and he will heal you, and he will save you, he will deliver you. The word of God says, with his stripes, we were healed. We are healed. The research people did, and they says there are 39 of sickness and disease of categories of diseases. Each sickness falls in one category, and they have 39 categories of diseases. Jesus Christ took 39 stripes on his back. So I believe each and every sickness and disease, or any new sickness and disease will come into this world, Jesus Christ is able to heal you from all kinds of sickness and disease. So the word of prophecy, what Isaiah said, is fulfilled. Now, there is another prophecy that they gamble for his cloth. Psalm 22, verse 18.
They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture.
Matthew chapter 27, 35.
And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots.
This prophecy also fulfilled. Can you imagine what kind of gown or what kind of clothes he was wearing? So the people were attracted and they gambled for his clothes. These people who were standing watching Jesus Christ dying on the cross, persecuting him, blaspheming, mocking him, but the word of God says he asked God to forgive them. That means he prayed for them. Psalm 109, and we read verse 4. Psalm 109, verse 4.
For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer.
Luke chapter 23, verse 34.
Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots.
Now there is another prophecy in Psalm 22, verse 1.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me, and from the words of my roaring?
Matthew 27, verse 46.
And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
See, when psalmist recorded this in Psalm 22:1, I don't think the psalmist was knowing what he's prophesying about. But we know when Jesus Christ was dying on the cross of Calvary for your sin and my sin, and that burden was so much, and the word of God says he did not commit any sin, but God made him sin for you and for me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I think verse 21.
For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Jesus Christ did not commit sin, but the word of God says God made him sin. God sent his son as a sacrifice for the mankind's sin. If you remember, John the Baptist says, Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. So your sin and my sin were laid on Jesus Christ, and he was crushed by your sin and my sin. And so God is a holy God, God the Father. He turned his face away from his son. And that was the heaviest burden or more painful thing in his son's life, that father has forsaken him. That's why he says, my God, why thou hast forsaken me? Because of your sin and my sin, he was forsaken by God for a moment. And there is another prophecy we read in Psalm 34, verse 20.
He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken.
John chapter 19, verse 33 and 36.
But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken.
This prophecy is fulfilled. When Jesus Christ was hanging on that cross, and the Sabbath was coming next day, so these people wanted all these people who were crucified break their legs so they will be dead. And the word of God says, his right hand there was one thief, left hand there was a one thief. They broke their legs, but when they came to Jesus Christ, he was already dead. But we know that prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And now there is another prophecy, Isaiah 53, verse 9. They crucified Jesus Christ among the thieves and criminals, and I believe they wanted to bury him with a criminal. But see what the word of God is saying, Isaiah 53, verse 9.
And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth.
Matthew 27, verse 57 to 60.
When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre, and departed.
Can you imagine? These people wanted to bury Jesus Christ with the criminal. But the prophecy is fulfilled. Jesus Christ got the rich man's grave. And this man was a secret disciple of Jesus Christ. And the tomb was in the mountain, in the rock. The man carved the rock and made the tomb. That means he spent millions of dollars for that tomb and he was saving for himself. But when the time came, he dedicated that tomb to Jesus Christ. Just like that lady took the very expensive perfume and broke the bottle and poured it on Jesus' head and his feet and washed his feet with the tears and that perfume with her hair. And people were saying she did the wrong thing. But the Jesus said, do not bother her. She did the right thing for my burial. The same way this man kept the tomb for himself. But the word of God says he got the rich man's tomb. How prophecy is accurate. And now they buried him, and the word of God says they kept the soldiers at the guards over that tomb to watch day and night. And they were thinking somebody will come and steal the body. But the word of God says there was a prophecy. He will not be decayed, or he will not be staying in the tomb forever. Psalm 16, verse 10.
For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption.
Psalm 49, verse 15.
But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me.
See, the psalmist was saying and writing this prophecy, but he did not know what he was writing and about whom he was writing. But we know this was about Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 16, verse 6 and 7. Mark chapter 16, verse 6.
And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4.
And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures.
So the Saint Paul is saying, Jesus Christ was buried, and he is risen according to the scriptures. So he's saying whatever the prophecy was, that prophecy is fulfilled because Jesus Christ is risen. There were so many kings and prophets and different kinds of religious leaders. They came, they died, and they were buried, and their tombs are sealed. But thank God that Jesus Christ is the only one. He's resurrected, and his tomb is empty. And hundreds and thousands of people every day going to Jerusalem and looking at that tomb. So the Jesus Christ is risen. Not only that he's risen, the word of God says he went to heaven. Psalm 68, verse 18. Psalm 68, 18.
Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them.
Mark chapter 16, verse 19.
So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8.
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men.
Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 9.
And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
Jesus Christ died, buried, resurrected, went to heaven, and the word of God says everyone were watching. Paul says more than 500 people witnessed his resurrection and his ascension. So I believe that Jesus Christ is in heaven. And if you read in book of Acts chapter 1, while they were watching Jesus Christ is going, the angels came. Acts chapter 1, start reading from 9 to 11.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
So Jesus Christ went to heaven. Angel also proclaimed that he's going to heaven and he's coming back the way he went. So all this prophecy fulfilled about Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, he is the Savior, he died for us, he rose again, he went to heaven, and he promised to come back again. So I am so excited, all this prophecy fulfilled about Jesus Christ, so the second coming of Christ also will be fulfilled. So there are so many prophecies about Jesus Christ coming back. We will be studying them later on. So I'm so thankful to God that God has given us grace to study the prophecy about Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You are a miracle-working God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are unchangeable God. You came from heaven. You died for us. You rose again. You went to heaven. And you promise us that you will come back again for us, so we can be with you forever. Lord Jesus, please give us grace to live a clean and holy life, to believe you as our Lord and Savior. Give us grace to live for you and for others. Lord Jesus, give us grace to tell someone about Jesus Christ. We commit our bodies, our souls, our spirits into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.